Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we'll be concluding the third parak of Maseches Sota. We will be learning Mishnayos Zayin and Ches. Mishnah Zayin says, Bas Yisrael Sheniseis LeKohen. So a girl from an Israelite family who marries a Kohen, Minchasa Nisrefes, then her sacrifice is burnt. Her carbon mincha that she brings is completely burned, not eaten by Kohanim. The Koheneth Sheniseis LeYisrael, but if a Bas Kohen marries an Israelite, Minchasa Nechalas, her sacrifice, her carbon mincha, is eaten by the Kohanim. Ma Bein Kohen LeKohenes, what other differences are there between a Kohen and a Bas Kohen? Minchas Kohenes Nechalas, Minchas Kohen Eno Nechalas. The carbon mincha of a Bas Kohen is eaten by Kohanim, whereas if a Kohen brings a carbon mincha, it is completely burnt, it is not eaten. Kohenes mischalelas, a Kohen ein mischalel. A Bas Kohen can become completely defrocked. She can be completely removed from the rights of a Kohen family, whereas a Kohen cannot be permanently barred from his Kohen rights. He cannot be completely cut off. He can always come back. Kohenes mitame lemesim, the ein Kohen mitame lemesim. A Bas Kohen can become impure for dead people. She can go into Arlington National Cemetery, whereas a Kohen cannot. Kohen ochel b'kodshe kadashim, v'ein kohenes ochelas b'kodshe kadashim. And a Kohen can eat of sacrifices of the greater degree of sanctity, but a Bas Kohen may not. Let's look in the Bartnuro, and he will explain this more fully. So a Bas Kohen's carbon mincha is eaten. Dechol minchas kohen kliel tihiyak. Siv, any carbon mincha of a kohen is completely burned. Kohen v'lo kohenes. And the Torah tells us a kohen, not a kohenes. V'chein kohenes almana ugrusha shehivya minchas nedava ne'echalas. Similarly, a bas kohen who is widowed or divorced from a non-kohen, then her carbon mincha, if she brings one, is also eaten. She does not go back to being a Kohen in that regard. Kohenes mischalelas, a female Kohen, a Bas Kohen, can be completely disqualified. Min ha-truma u min ha-kahuna, from, for example, being permitted to eat truma and other Kohanic privileges. Le'olam, permanently, forever. Kohen eno mischalel, but a Kohen cannot be permanently defrocked. Ibnise grusha chalala ozona. If he marries a woman, he's not permitted to marry. For example, Kohen may not marry a divorcee, and there are several others at least. Ela kolzman shehu ima hu pasul la'avoda. The entire time he's with her, the entire time he's married to someone he's not allowed to be married to, he may not perform the temple service. Umishagersha chozer la'hachsharo. But if he divorces her, then he returns to his fit status. Now, how do we know this? Dechsiv, because the Torah tells us, v'lo yachal zaro, that he shouldn't marry a woman he's not allowed to marry and disqualify his offspring. Zaro chalal, v'hu eno chalal. His offspring of such a union, they are unfit to be Kohanim, but it does not render him unfit to be a Kohen. He can't serve while he's with her, but if he's no longer with her, he can go back and resume his privileges. Kohenes mitamala mesim. A female Kohen, a Bas Kohen, can become impure for the deceased, dechsiv, because the Torah tells us, b'nei Aaron, v'lo b'nos Aaron, sons of Aaron, not daughters of Aaron. V'ei Kohenes ochelas b'kodshe kedushim, and a female Kohen cannot eat the more holiest of sacrifices. Dechatas v'asham, u'mincha b'chuhu ksiv, kol zachar b'vnei Aaron yo'achlenu. So regarding the carbon chatas, the sin offering, the asham, the guilt offering, and the mincha, the flour offering, regarding all of them, the Torah says that all males from the house of Aaron may eat it. So it's very specific there that that particular privilege is males only. Moving on to Mishnah Ches. Ma bein ish le'isha. So having discussed differences between a male Kohen and a Bas Kohen, we're now going to discuss some just general halakhic differences between men and women. Ha'ish porea uforeim, a man who is a metzora has to let his hair grow wild and tear his garments. Ve'ein ha'isha paras uforemes, but a woman does not let her hair grow wild or tear her garments. Ha'ish madir es beno benazir. A man can make a vow making his son a nazir. Ve'ein ha'isha maderes es beno benazir. But a woman cannot make her son a nazir. Ha'ish megaleach al nazirus aviv. A son can shave and use the carbon of his late father who was a nazir. Ve'ein ha'isha megalachas al nazirus aviha. But a woman may not, if she's a nazira, use the sacrifice put aside by her late father. Ha'ish mocher es bito, ve'ein ha'isha mocheres es bita. When they had indentured servitude and people were so poverty stricken that they sold their children, at least this way their kids would be with a family that could support them. So only a man was able to sell his minor daughter, a woman was not able to do so. Ha'ish mekadesh es bito, ve'ein ha'isha mekadesh es bita. And a man may give his minor daughter in marriage, but a woman may not do so. Ha'ish niskal arum, ve'ein ha'isha niskeles aruma. A man is stoned naked if he's convicted of a capital offense, but a woman is not stoned naked. Ha'ish nitle, ve'ein ha'isha nitles. And a man who has been executed, his body is publicly hung, but a woman's body is not. Ha'ish nimkar b'gneva so, a man can be sold to pay for something he stole. Ve'ein ha'isha nimkaris b'gneva sa, but a woman would not be sold to pay for something that she stole. Okay, once again, let us look in the Bart Neuro and get some more explanation on some of these items. Ha'ish porea uforeim, a man who is a metzora, lets his hair grow wild and tears his garments. Kishahu minuga porea es rosho, uforeim es bigadov. When a man is a metzora, he lets his hair grow and he tears his garments, dichsiv, because the Torah tells us, ish tseruahu, he is a man who is a metzora. Ish porea uforeim. He is a man who lets his hair grow and tears his clothes. Ve'ein ha'isha paras uporemes. But it doesn't say that regarding a woman. It's very specific, a man. Ha'ish madiras beno benazir. A man can make his son a nazir. Beno katan, his minor son. V'chala naziruso alav. Vafilu likshiagdil. And he imposes naziris on him even when he grows up. V'zu halachahi Benazir ve'ein la samach min hatorah. And this is a traditional law that we have regarding a nazir. It is not actually stated in the Torah. Aish megaleach al naziras aviv. A man can shave on the sacrifice of his nazir father. Im neder aviv benazirus. If a man's father makes a vow to be a nazir, v'hifrish karbonosav, and he puts aside an animal to be his sacrifice, v'meis, and then he dies. V'haya beno nazir, and his son is a nazir, osha nader benazirus la'achar misas aviv, or even if he vows to be a nazir after the father passes away, hari ha-ben migaleach b'yom malas umevi karbonos shehifrish aviv. Then on the day that the son completes his period of being a nazir, he can shave and bring the sacrifices that his father put aside. V'gamzu halacha ve'ein lo samach. And this is also a traditional law of nazirus that does not have a stated source in the Torah. Ha'ish mekadesh es bito, a man can marry off his daughter. Mekabel kidusha bito hakatana, shelo midaita, dichsiv es biti nasati l'ish hazeh. So a man can marry off his minor daughter without her being a part of the process, and the Torah gives a source that tells us, I gave my daughter to this man. Ha'ish niska arum, a man is stoned naked, dichsiv, because the Torah tells us, Urogamu oso, says stone him. V'yiev shalomar oso v'lo osa. Now you can't say that this means that only a man is stoned and a woman is not stoned. D'hoksiv, because another pasuk tells us, v'hotzei says ha'ishahu o es ha'isha ha'hi. So it tells us you take out that man or that woman to be stoned. So we know that women are stoned. So what's the meaning of this verse? Ela oso b'lo ksuso, aval osa b'ksusa. So it tells us that he is stoned without his clothes, but she is not. So it's an extra level of modesty that's given to women even in the face of execution. Ha'ish nitle, the corpse of a convicted man is hanged. Dechziv, v'talis oso al ha'etz, oso v'lo osa. So it says hang him on a tree, him but not her. And finally, ha'ish nimkar b'gneva so, a man is sold to pay for something he stole. Dechziv, v'nimkar b'gneva so, v'lo b'gneva sa. Torah says he is sold to pay for what he stole, not for what she stole. That is the end of Mishnah Ches. That is also the end of Perek Gimel. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue with Perek Daled, Mishnayos Aleph and Beis.